Ej, copyright muzika in tega tukaj ne bomo poslušali, bolj kot 40 decibelov. In da so tukaj na vročnem stavljenju, na vročnem valu, zvočena. Je že bilo vprašanje?
Ja, ne, se pravi začerno pa to debato, ne, z vprašanjem, ali se lahko radio, ne, naprimer s takšnimi intervencijami, kot smo zdaj priča, ne, tukaj v kapelici, ne, s tem eksperimenti z vročnimi, lahko izogne dominantni ideologiji, ne, pač tej ideologiji, ki vlada v zdajšnji družbi. A lahko radio zaobide, ne, to ideologijo?
Ja, ta osnovna ideologija, ki vlada v družbi, je bila že pred časom definirana kot da mediji so ure, ne, ure, ki tiktak in sinhronizirajo ljudi v eno tako družbeno sprejemljivo vnašanje, ne. To rekoč, meni to najbolj spomeni na format, ne. Radio študent že itak ni čist tak format, ne. Čeprav sem, da so pred časom mu hotel od zunji nekako štimati tudi formatiran čas, a veš, taka ura je enaka, vedno se, ne, nekaj 3 minute pove, koliko je ura, ne, identificira se pa tako naprej, ne. Ampak tako malo pogledaš, koliko te nacionalni mediji delujejo, ne, kot ena taka zelo konventalna ura, ne, še vedno ima umukavco, a veš, špikari še vedno z istimi glasovi govorijo, ne, tako rekoč, da se čas ni spremenil, ne, in mogoče te nacionalni mediji pač ta znak, kaj to dominantna tura, ne, razmišljanje in obladanje, ne. Na način, z tega stališča so recimo take intervencije, ki imamo tu intervencije, ki jih imamo tukaj, so probajo izogniti tej uri, ne, tudi način, kako se pogovarjamo, ruši te običaje, ne. Je pa zdaj vprašanje, no, kako ta zadeva ni samo, mislim, za kompletno potem te kulture, ne, so da potrebno tudi neki izvod za nje, no, tacega. Za radio študentce itak nekako gre dolg časa, da je tako zbirališče, kot koncentracijski tabošče, mogoče rezervat, ne. Vsem da niti ne geto, ne, niti ni toliko napadan, saj še do zdaj ni napadan, da sem tako kot Metelkova, kaj napadana, ne, in je geto ta. Radi študenti v višjem nivoju in se lahko verjetno imenuje rezervat, ne. En se je en slovenski psiholog nekrat rekel, da je tu na radi študent ali pa tam na radi študent. So pa sami glasovati. Ne, vse je res, ne. Vse je seveda. Mok, to je normalen, tudi v tazga sistema rabi izvode. In to so sistemi, ne vem, omomne cone znotri srčnega mainstreama, ne. Konvencije dogovora, ne, in tudi to je v teh konvencij, čeprav je na vides nekonvencionalno. Lahko pa bi bili z njega, ne. V tem primeru se jaz ne znam predstavljati, da je bilo s to kulturo tle v Sloveniji, ne, moja ne je bila taka, saj ne ta kurek, ki mi tukaj zagovarjamo.
Or about the question either, for that matter.
za vlogi publike.
To bi bil description. Ja,
si, kako bi pa potem zdaj ob tej 40-letnici potem gledal na to pretekle zgodovino, tudi pravzaprav tej ljudi neke ustavljenosti v sistem.
Misliš radija, študenta? Sigurno je, sej trgodbica, ne, kako se radi band, niso spomnil študente, ne, kitac, ne, da se to spomno stane dolan. Ne. In radi študent, prvi od takih študent medijev po Jugoslaviji, ne, se vzpostavil še, mislim, drugi so se vzpostavili še le, da vem, 80-ih let, ne, recimo, v Sarajevu, v Beogradu, v Zagrebu, ne. Edini, ki je preživel, je radio študent, ne. Ta pozitivna inerci, drugi so pa privatizirani.
Kao
Kuba, ja. Ko nekako je obstala.
Se pravi, pač vedno se pa se govori, ne, da je radio študent je prva študentska radijska postaja, tako v Evropi, ne. Ampak,
ja, to se govori in to do zdaj, no, tudi če nisem slišal, da ne bi bilo, se, da bi to kaj veliko pomenilo. Mama občutek, da pa vse en blek je kakšne, te kampus radi, ki tako. Čeprav možno, da so pa kasneje pojavili, ne. Da sem pozabil nekaj, ki sem še hotel, ampak...
Vse, boš se še pač potem prvno, ne, na to misl se bo potem utvaril. Ja, kaj to smislo, ne, sem razmišljal, ne, ob tezi, ne, recimo danes, ne, oziroma včeraj že, ne, bila izračena v studiju City, ne, na primer. Kaj pa recimo gibanja batskih radijskih postaj po Evropi, ne, v 60-ih letih, kaj ti takrat se je začelo v, na primer v Franciji, pa tudi v Veliki Britaniji, pojavljalo ogromno mehnih radijskih postaj, ljudje so kupovali tranzistorje in so bile to nelegalne radiopostaje, ne. Potem, kasneje, to se legalizirali, ne. Naprimer, v Franciji, ne, z, recimo z Mitterrandovo vlado, ne, v začetku 80-ih let, ne, te nelegalne oziroma iratske radijske postaje, kakor si je bil recimo Radio Libertaire, ne, od anarhistov v Franciji, in so potem postali tako imenovani Radio Libre, svobodni radije, ne. Jaz sem pač v tem kontekstu, ne, potem gledal, ne, da so dajale, ne, še neki taki uradije, ne, tudi življeno.
Ja, iz 60-ih let se jaz v glavnem spomnim, ste zadeve, ki je bila na ladji, ne. No, tista zadeva bila mišljena, mislim, tisto bil nekako upor, upor monopol BBC, ne, se pravi nacionalnega medija. Ni se verificiral, mislim, ni se izkazval kakšni politični drži, se mi zdi, ampak tle vem čisto očno, ne, to ne moram čisto. Ampak vem pa sigurno, da je bistvena teža bila v, pred, v rolanju muske, ne, se pravi, glasba 60-ih let, ne, bitla, karkoli že bilo, ne, se je vrtela tam, zato ker je nacionalni medij se sprejel kot relevantno za nacionalno pajanje, ne. Ampak pri BBC so dosti hitro temu prilagodila in se pravi, te, ki so bili na tej ladji, ki sem se naspomnil, ko je ne bilo, ne, so bili predhodniki privatne inicijative, ne, privatnih medijev, Murdochov in takih, ne. Te anarhisti, ki pa ne vem, če je to bilo v 70-ih, mislim v 60-ih, ne, ampak se mi zdi, da so se te zadbo začeli pol pojavljati v 70-ih pa v 80-ih. Se mi zdi, da sta ne dva vala taka radijskih postav, od katerih progu le izhajajo iz tega ultraledičarskega gibanja oziroma post 68. In te so naredili linijo francosko, švicarsko, avstrijsko, nemško teh svobodnih Freies Radio, ne, Radio Libre, pa tudi vanje iz vsega. To so bili potomci, ja, teh ultraledičarskih, pa se mi zdi, da boji tam 70-ih in pa v 80-ih so bili pa bolj uspešni.
Se, kakor sem rekel, najprej pač so jih legalizirali, ne, zdaj te Francoze, te radije, nemajo vsi nek status, podoben status kot radio študent, primer pri nas, status ustanove nacionalnega pomena, medijske ustanove nacionalnega pomena, ne, kot mislimo, ne.
On and on and on.
Zanjo ste veliko tako govoril, da je
rekel. Zanjo se mi zdi, da je govoril, da zdaj borijo za stosnega komercialnega radija. Da niti tega še ni, ne. A ja, nekje v bližnji podnostni tajni. Ja.
Reaching through the waves, dropping out of sight, ringing for others, but finding nobody there.
No, tle bom malo preskočil, toliko se zdaj sprašal. Rečno, še ena ideja je prišla na misel, ne, da recimo v Avstriji so da zanimiv za svoj te svobodni radio, ne, niso ga ustavili kot taka javna inštitucija, ampak kot privatni zavod. Oziroma, vse to tudi deluje v javnem interesu, ne.
Political language,
a ja.
As is by politicians, does not venture into
any to pač prej, kar še govoril, ne, o teh svobodnih v Franciji, ne, Radio Libre, se pa niso bili samo še, niso bili recimo samo to radije, ne, nekih levičarskih gibanj, ampak so bili tudi radije, ne, ki so pač skušali združevali ljudi, ki so se hoteli ukvarjati z radijem, ki so hoteli posredovati neke vsebine, ki so se jim zdele pomirne, zlasti, ja, kulturne, naprimer, glede muske, naprimer, kakor je radio Aligre, ne, tudi iz Pariza, pa imamo pa radio Frequence Priel, pa še imamo ogromno radijskih postaj, ampak to čist, če bi lahko temu rekel, ciljne, ne, v primerjavi, ne, s temi pač političnimi, recimo, temi, recimo levičarskimi, no, kakor je radio Libertar, ne.
It was not.
Kaj sem že prej pozabil?
People that Iraq had a relationship with Qaeda. And she responsibility.
Ne, v Avstriji ti sem ja, ima samo takrat, ko so oni to delali, sem bil jaz tako fasciniral. No, oni so opatni zavod ustanovili. Jaz še nisem dosti dobro razumel, ali pa moče tle v Sloveniji, je bila še prevel tranzicija, ne, iz unga, ko smo družbeni, ali kaj tako. Kaj smo pa zdaj sploh? Tu smo privatni zavod, ali smo? Ali šel je ustanovitelj kot privatnega, ali je definiran kot...
Ja,
vse, ja, to je drugo. Aha, to je državna inštitucija pa.
Kot državna inštitucija?
I would like to look at the recent past. By which I mean, United States foreign policy,
no, pa, sem spomnil, zdaj, ker sem prej razmišljal.
I believe it is obligatory
upon to subject
this period to at least some kind of even
se bo že pojavila, ne.
Which is all time will allow here.
Zdaj, če smo rekli, bo še ene 15 minut tle, ali kaj. Potem bi mogoče se dotakli, a ne, smo rekli, da se jutro dotakli periče teme. Bomo pustiti za jutr, ne, pa zato nič ne povedvali. Je pa res peča.
And verified. But my concern here
obenih, kdo ima to? Retrofuturisti se pojavijo. Becoming animal, becoming machine, becoming in trance. Intense, intense. To je neki rave, ne?
The truth has considerable bearing on where the world stands now.
Se posle občasa, ne? Okay.
Although constrained to a certain extent by the existence of the Soviet Union, the United States actions throughout the world made it clear that it had concluded it had commerce to do what it liked. Direct invasion of a sovereign state has never in fact been a concern. There are no hard decisions between... I'm very sorry, I can't be in Stockholm. In 1958, I wrote the following. No hard distinctions. I'm very...
Znači, to je bilo to za danas. Gremo spati. Zdaj bomo za začetek poslušali govor Harolda Pinda za Nobelovo nagrado. Traja 45 minut. Pol pa prigodna glasba do jutarnjega programa. Hvala da ste nas poslušali. Lako noć.
Sorry that I can't be in Stockholm. In 1958, wrote the following. There are no hard distinctions between what is real and what is real, nor between what is true and what is false. Thing is not necessarily either true or false. It can be both true and false. I believe that these assertions still make sense and do still apply to the exploration of reality through art. So, as a writer, I stand by them. As a citizen, I can't. As a citizen, I must ask, what is true? What is false? Truth in drama is forever elusive. You never quite find it, but the search for it is compulsive. The search is clearly what drives the endeavor. The search is your task. More often than not, you stumble upon the truth of the dark, colliding it, or just glimpse an image or a shape, which seems to correspond to the truth, often without realizing you've done so. But the real truth is that there never is any such thing as one truth to be found in dramatic art. There are many. These truths challenge each other, recoil from each other, reflect each other, ignore each other, tease each other, are blind to each other. Sometimes you feel you have the truth of a moment in your hand, then it slips through your finger and is lost. I've often been asked how my plays come about. I cannot say. Nor can I ever mock my plays, except to say that this is what happened. That's what they said. That is what did. Most plays are engendered by a line, a word, or an image. The given word is often shortly followed by the image. I shall give two examples of two lines which came right out of blue into my head. Followed by an image, followed by me. The plays of the coming and old times. The first line of the homecoming is, what have you done with the scissors? The first line of old times is dark. In each case, I had no further information. In the first case, someone was obviously looking for a pair of scissors and was demanding their whereabouts of someone else, expected had probably stolen them. But I somehow knew that the person addressed didn't give a damn about the scissors, or about Esther either, for that matter. Doc, I took to be a description of someone's hair, hair of a woman, and was the answer to a question. In each case, I found myself compelled to pursue the matter. This happened visually. They slow fade to shadow into light. I always start a play by calling the characters A, B, and C. In the play that had been The Homecoming, I saw a man enter a stark room and ask his question, a younger man, sitting on an ugly sofa, reading a racing paper. I somehow suspect that A was a father and that B was his son, but I had no proof. This was, however, confirmed a short time later when B, later become Lenny, says A, later to become Miss. Dad, do you mind if I enter the subject? I'll ask you something. Dinner we had before. What's the name of it? What do you call it? Would you buy a dog? You're a dog cook, honest. You think you're cooking a lot of dogs. So, since B calls A dad, it seemed to be reasonable to assume they were father and son. A was also clearly the cook, and his cooking did not seem to be held in high regard. Did this mean that their own mother? I didn't know. But as I told myself at the time, our beginnings never know our ends. Dark. A large window. Evening sky. Anne. A. Later to become Dealey. And a woman, B, later to become Kate, sitting with drinks. Fat or thin? The man asks. Who are they talking about? I then see, standing at the window, a woman, C, later to become Anna, in another condition of light, her back to them, her hair dark. It's a strange moment, the moment of creating characters who up to that moment have no existence. What follows is fitful, uncertain, even hallucinatory, although sometimes it can be an unstoppable avalanche. The author's position is an odd one. In a sense, he is not welcomed by characters. The characters resist him. They are not easy to live with. They are impossible to define. You certainly can't dictate to them. To a certain extent, you play a never-ending game with them. Cat and mouse. Blind man's buff. Hide and seek. But finally, you find that you have people of flesh and blood on your hands. People with will and an individual sensibility of their own, made out of component parts you are unable to change, manipulate, or distort. So language in art means a highly ambiguous transaction, a quicksand, a trampoline, a frozen pool, which could give way under you, the author, at any time. But as I have said, the search for the truth never stops. It will be adjourned, it cannot be postponed. It has to be faced right there on the spot. Musical theatre presents an entirely different set of problems. Symbolizing has to be avoided at all costs. Objectivity is essential. The characters must be allowed to breathe their own air. The author cannot confine or constrict them to satisfy his own taste or disposition or prejudice. Must be prepared to approach from a variety of angles, a full and uninhibited range of perspectives. Take them by surprise, perhaps, usually. But nevertheless, give them the freedom to go which way they will. This does not always work. And political satire, of course, adheres to none of these precepts. In fact, does precisely the opposite, which is its proper function. In my play, The Birthday Party, I think think I allow a whole range of options to operate in a dense forest of possums here before finally focusing on an act of suppression. Man language pretends to no range of operation. It remains brutal, short, and ugly. But the soldiers and I do get some fun out of it. One sometimes forgets that torturers become easily bored. They need a bit of a laugh to keep their spirits up. This has been confirmed, of course, by the events at Abu Ghraib in Baghdad. The language lasts only 2 minutes, but it could go on for hour after hour, on and on and on. The same pattern repeat over and over again, on and on, hour after hour. Ashes to ashes, on the other hand, seems to me to be taking place underwater. A drowning woman, her hand reaching up through waves, dropping down out of sight, reaching others, but finding nobody there, either above or under the water. Finding only shadows, reflections, floating. The woman, a lost figure in a drowning landscape. A woman unable to escape the doom that seemed to belong only to others. But they died. She must die too. Political language, as used by politicians, does not venture to any of this territory, since the majority of politicians, the evidence available to us, are interested not in truth, but in power, and in the maintenance of that power. To maintain that power, it is essential that people remain in ignorance, that they live in ignorance of the truth of their own lives. What surrounds us, therefore, is a vast tapestry of lies upon which we feed. The justification for the invasion of Iraq was that Saddam Hussein possessed a highly dangerous body of weapons of mass destruction, some of which he fired in 45 minutes, bringing out appalling devastation. We were assured that was true. It was not true. We knew that Iraq had a relationship with Al-Qaeda and shared responsibility for atrocity in New York of September 11th, 2001. We were assured that this was true. It was not true. We were told that Iraq threatened the security of the world. We were assured it was true.